You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This next email said, I listen to you guys every morning getting ready for work. She said, sometimes me and my boyfriend laugh at Prepare to Peg because, well, he's into that. Oh, not a big deal. And I'm a pretty intuitive person, so things started to swirl around in my head.
Does she yell, prepare to peg?
I bet he does.
He does?
Do you think prepare to peg?
No, but she's doing the pegging.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he's telling her
to prepare.
He's the one that needs to be prepared.
Well, I think they both do.
I am prepared.
Yeah, and she's got to be mentally prepared.
Yeah.
I wonder if couples are yelling it out.
100%. Someone has yelled it out when they slipped
and
them.
And they laughed.
Slipped in the goods.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So she said, we've been together 3 years. He's been open about what he likes right from the get-go. And I was more than willing to hook him up because I loved him. So she doesn't mind pegging.
Wow.
Fast forward to last night. He's acting strange. He left his phone open on the kitchen counter. So something said, just take a look.
Oh, no.
This is something I've never done before. But again, something was nagging at me to check through his text. Lo and behold, there was a text from him to a strange number that said, looking for some sissy play tonight.
Oh, no.
Mind you, he works at a restaurant as a cook on Saturday nights. So I Googled the number. The first thing to pop up, a local transsexual escort service.
Yes. Starting to come together.
He claims he was just goofing off at work.
No.
But I don't know anyone that would do that.
Who's
as
goofing? Who's goofing off at work and sending texts?
To escort services. That's not goofing.
No.
She said, so I've realized we shouldn't be together anymore.
Yes.
And I immediately thought of you guys when this all played out.
It's a good thing you found out. It's a good thing you checked.
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg.
Would you not? Okay. Listen, obviously there are some heterosexual guys that somehow just like it in the backside. So they exist in the world.
Yes.
But wouldn't every woman who has been asked to peg a man question them?
But listen, I think this is where that whole, the transsexual porn thing starts messing with guys' heads, because there are some dudes out there that legitimately are saying to themselves, I get the best of both worlds. Because they're like, that's a chick. That's like someone who wants to be a woman. They were born a woman, but they have a man's parts.
Right.
But that's a woman. And they could use that thing to do what I like. You know what I mean? They're into it anyway.
They convince themselves it's more heterosexual.
Yeah.
But there are heterosexual men we've heard from on the show that are straight guys that just like it up the butt.
Yeah, they just like the stimulation of that area. I mean, of course.
But I understand why any woman asked to do that would question it and would think there's more to this picture than just a straight guy who likes it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you...
Because to me, I could understand, like, if you're, you know, have stuff, someone goes down and they give you a surprise or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's cool.
No.
But I think the other thing, like, going to the next level with it is, like, a huge step.
It's crazy.
It's a huge step to be prepared.
Oh, absolutely. That's a gigantic step.
So...
Most men would never be ever willing to take that step. More than ever before, I think there are guys doing it, but I'm shocked that so many guys do it. It's blown us away that it's become as mainstream as it is.
Yeah. I just think that this... it's good that the girl found out.
Yeah.
Because it's going down a crazy road for this fella.
I mean, he's talking to escorts.
Yeah.
You can't talk to escorts.
You shouldn't talk to escorts.
Nope. No.
There should be no escort talking in any relationship. That's a red flag.
Yeah. But I mean that, you know, even the transsexual stuff is, you know, it opens up a whole other box.
This guy says, I'm straight as F and I like pegging. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years. How do I tell her?
That's a question of questions, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to figure that one out. How do you break to your partner you want to be pegged?
That's a...
I don't know.
That's a polarizing subject. There's women that would be, oh, okay. Or there's women that would be...
Hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Like, that's a... Yes. That can be a relationship-ending question.
But at the same time, if you're so obsessed with something, then you might as well put it out there.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be really happy, and it's not going to go away, like you said. It's right. Not going to be something you get past.
This woman said, I actually convinced my ex to let me get in there, and he ended up loving it. Neither of us questioned his sexuality. It just added a lot of fun to our sex life.
Oh.
So this guy needs to find a girl like you.
But
that's rare. This guy said, my girlfriend wants to try throwing some fingers up there. Throw them in there. Mm-hmm. He said, what if I'm terrified? What if I like it? What if I love it? What if it moves?
I think you're going to end up loving it from all accounts.
The reviews are always pretty high.
The reviews are always...
Guys that have done it, love it.
But, you know, it's like me hearing about sushi.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
But to you, it's like, I don't know.
And it's funny. Okay, so here, for example, everyone's version of straight, I think, is different, right? Like, what some guys consider straight, other guys and other women would never. This guy says, I'm a straight guy. I've slept with more guys than girls. I could never date a guy, but if I'm looking for a quick F, guys are always easier. He says he's a straight guy.
Hmm. He's bisexual.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This guy said, I thought I got lucky as a young Marine when I had a threesome with two women. Didn't work out the way I had planned. Found out I like pegging.
Oh, so was one of the chicks not a chick? What happened there?
I don't know. He's a Marine, though.
Either there were two ladies and one of them pegged him.
He can take it.
Yeah, one of them turned out to be a dude.
Well, I bet they might have had a strap on and then, you know, took him for a ride.
That he enjoyed.
He's been to basic training. And
first one's in, last one's out.
Yep.
Well, this person said, my straight man loves to get his rear serviced. Just with the... Dined upon, I guess. Have yet to peg because I'm nervous, but he has expressed interest in it. Thoughts? Question mark.
Thoughts.
Well, thoughts.
That's up for you to decide, lady.
And that's absolutely. You got to make sure you're comfortable with it. If you're not, don't do it. Because I think when you start it, you can't stop.
Well, you don't want to catch yourself mid peg and just not dig it.
Yeah. But I think that's
you're in the middle of it then.
That's the risk that you take. I mean, I think for girls and for guys, the second you open up back door, there's a chance that's all you want after that.
This person said that... lost him here. Oh, damn text message. He ended up liking it, I believe.
Sure.
Didn't at first, but... It became intrusive.
Intrusive?
This one said, my girlfriend loves to peg me. I hated it at first, but the orgasm is insane. So there you go. Liz is in Rhode Island. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
So you found out your guy is into some of this stuff.
Yeah, so from the start of our relationship, he was always kind of open that he was into... like watching transsexual porn with like the transsexual escorts, and I was like, okay, fine, I'm a bisexual woman, so like I'm pretty open about things. But then I went away to New York with my daughter to go and visit a friend, and when I came back, he told me that when I was gone, he got like blackout drunk, put on a pair of my lace underwear, and took pictures of his junk for some guy on Grindr. And was about to go to this guy's house. And I said, I can't even believe this. And I hung up on him. And then we ended up having a conversation about it. And I'm like, okay, like maybe this is something that like we can work with if you're like into this kind of thing. And it ended up being that like he's into sissy play and likes to wear my clothes and act like a girl. And I'm like, okay.
You're okay with it?
I don't know. I've been waiting for a while to talk to you guys about this because I don't know if I'm okay. Like, I love my boyfriend, and, like, I am convinced that this is the guy that I'm going to marry, but at the same time, it's like, I'm with a guy.
Okay, wait, hold on. The fact that he almost went to get with a
sissy. Yeah, with a sissy.
Someone else didn't. Like, that alone, whether no matter what he's up to in underpants and dongs.
That's no man.
The fact that he was ready to cheat on you.
Maybe it's just, like, if I'm going to get dark for a second, maybe it's just because I've been in abusive relationships my entire life.
Yes, probably.
But I had a conversation. I'm in therapy. This dude won't do it. I'm telling you,
Liz. I think you deserve
more than a sissy boy.
Yeah, you do.
You can find someone else.
I mean, there's a million dudes out there.
You're gonna make me cry.
No, you deserve more than a sissy boy who's ready to cheat on you. Come on, you know that.
Your panties should be your panties.
Those are your panties.
Lisa's been saying that for years.
Take those panties back,
man. So many people trying to get her panties, and they're hers. No one else gets them.
It'll be okay.
All the best.
Yeah. And it will.
Find someone better.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Tell sissy guy we said what's up.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
And honestly, sissy boy is just the best thing that can happen to him is her cut him loose. So he could finally just go and do all the things he really wants to do. That's how hard it is out there. You settle for sissy boy.
Yeah, it's hard to find a...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but remember what I talked about with, like, girls getting smart?
This is exactly what you were just
saying. This is exactly what I'm saying. Like, chicks are going to smarten up the way they have in Japan here, and then the sissy boys aren't going to be able to get laid anymore. The guys with no jobs aren't going to be able to get laid anymore.
To me, that's such a turnoff. I don't even know how it's a question, like... of what should I do?
I think though some women's boundaries must be different.
I will say this. If you're a bisexual girl and you better be pretty understanding when you get together with a bisexual guy, I would assume. Like if you're already like, I'm doing both. Mm-hmm. And then a guy comes out and is like, well, I'm doing both.
Yeah.
That seems like a match that kind of should be made in heaven, but it's not.
But said, cheating, oh my God, cheating. That's the favorite thing I've ever heard. Your panties are your panties.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah.
Lisa Way.
It's true. Take back your panties.
That is.
Hashtag take back your panties.
That's an amazing hashtag.
Take back your panties. Someone said, Dave, straight up at the end of that call said, tell Sissy Boy we said what's up.
Yeah.
As he's causing a breakup. I know he's going to be hurt by this.
No, believe me, I know he's going to be hurt for a minute. But then he's going to be able to do all the things that he really wants to do,
Doesn't he deserve to be heard if he's doing stuff behind her back?
Yes, of course.
Yes, he was ready to. That was my main thing. Whatever you say about panties and stockings and whatever, he's ready to cheat on you, and he admitted it. So that's your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Josh in Tampa, you're confused by this, Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, man.
What's up?
I've been listening to your show for quite some time. I don't know, a couple months, man. I thought you guys were always saying prepare the pig, like getting ready to eat or something. I thought you guys liked to
Prepare the pig. Prepare the pig. We need pork sandwiches. Prepare the pig.
I like that.
Confusing.
I like that better.
So are you shocked now that you found out what it really is? Is it shocking?
I can't say that.
No.
You can prepare the pig, but you take that potty mouth out of here.
Prepare the pig. That's actually more alarming to me to hear a radio show preparing a pig.
I don't know if I knew we were.
What are you preparing a pig for?
If we were preparing it to be cooked, I'm all for it.
Let's cook a pig.
Yeah. But you want it already pretty prepared.
Yeah.
Prepare the pig
is different.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I thought it was prepare the pig. This is shocking.
That's a funny thing. I have to call in.
Holy hell.
You guys have been saying prepare to peg this whole time?
One more quick call. Jenny, you've been married 18 years. Do you peg your husband?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what point in the 18 years did this come up?
It was really more like over the like last year that it finally started to come up. Like, kind of the butt play stuff happened a couple of years ago, and it's just slowly transitioned. But he was open and honest with me and said, I would like to try this. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. I mean, why not? He's not going anywhere. He's straight as an arrow. I mean, he likes to be played with. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, hey, as long as we're totally cool. If everyone's on the same page, peg away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to pegging. Hang up on us and go peg him, wake him up. Yeah, whatever exactly. You need to do.
Go. Yeah. What a way to wake up.
That is.
I'm awake!
That's a real shock to the system.
But you got to know your partner to be able to go with it. And if you're not comfortable to tell your partner that you want it, chances are you're going to go somewhere else and get it.
Right, and that's why we told Liz to leave Sissy Boy. She's not. She's just taking it because she thinks that's all she can get. But she doesn't want that.
No.
If you're cool with
it,
then great.
Short.
You guys are happy. That's awesome. In a happy relationship,
yeah.
If everyone's on board, do what you got to do. But there are women who will not be cool with it. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
You go prepare the pig. You have a good day.
There are some out there that are.
Yes. All right, Jenny. Have a good day. Wake your husband up.
Have a good one.
Bye.
See ya.
Prepare the pig.
Prepare the pig.
Preparing the pig. That makes me feel weird.
Well, I know because you're...
Yeah.
Thinking like the Nine Inch Nails term.
Right.
You know, like that kind of pig.
And then there's guys like this. How do these sissy boys have girlfriends? I'm a normal straight guy with a good job, tattoos, go to the gym every day. I'm a 7 easy. I don't get
it. This is it. Chicks haven't got smart enough yet.
They don't think they deserve you.
That's the other thing. They've just been beaten down their whole life. Mm. Everyone tells them they're worthless.
You're too good for what these women think. Sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, you just need to find the right woman.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, there you go.
Prepare the pig.
And there's pegging everywhere, but you've got to be wanting to do it as a lady. Don't just do it to make someone happy if you're not into it on both sides.
I want some pulled pork.
I do, too.
And as Lisa Way said, ladies, your panties should be your panties.
That's right. This is a sound advice.
That's the bottom
Sissy
line.
Sissy boy, buy your own panties.
Yeah. Ladies, take your panties back.
Sissy boys, you go get your own.
That'll be like the next like Rage Against the Machine style band. That's what they'll be singing about.
Take the panties back.
Yeah, take the panties back.
You don't need the key to a break-in. Yeah. It's crazy.
If you ever want to reach us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
Dallas is where this first story takes place. This old guy in Dallas fatally shot an intruder.
Mm-mm.
And just went right back to bed.
That's what happens when you're old. You can't stay awake.
I wonder if
after you shoot someone.
Or he just didn't know he did it.
You think he did it in his sleep?
He's asleep. Like, I might have shot someone last night.
I had a weird dream last night where I shot some man in his face.
I don't know.
Did I dream it or
so
was it
tired?
Real? I guess I'll find out at breakfast.
Yeah. I'll be up in a couple hours.
The homeowner, 72-year-old James Michael Mayer.
Yeah, still should be with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said he didn't know whether he actually struck the person, so he went back to bed.
I don't think I hit him.
Probably not.
Didn't call police.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just went back to bed.
Can't be bothered with that.
Did he kill the guy?
Incredible.
Yeah.
He killed the guy.
So here's the details. He woke up in the middle of the night by a noise outside.
Hey, what?
He looked outside. He saw someone was trying to break into his storage shed. That's when he got his handgun and went outside to confront the person. He told the person, "Don't come any closer or I'll shoot." Then he took a few steps. He says the other guy took a few steps toward him with an axe in his hand.
Oh, boy.
And that's when he fired his gun.
Let me guess, no axe, though.
He said that guy then dropped the axe and ran into the park behind his property. He fired another shot into the night to scare the person and then went back inside and went to bed.
One for the road.
Yeah.
One for the neighbors.
Sun began to rise. He's making his coffee.
What's that body out there?
Looks outside, sees something, gets a closer look. It's a man lying face down on the ground.
Well, yeah, you can get shot and run for a while.
Yeah.
You know.
There's like certain weird laws with all that stuff, right? Like if somebody's in your house, it's different than if somebody's outside of
outside.
Your house.
And if they're running away. But he says he shot it in the air. They don't believe that.
Well, no, he shot him once, and then the second shot. Yeah, okay. He shot at him once. And then was like, and keep running, boom.
Well, and then if the guy is face down and he was running away, you're not allowed to shoot somebody that's leaving. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Well, they'll be able to tell where the bullet went into him.
Yeah.
You can never shoot anyone for just trying to break into your outdoor shed.
No,
he's claiming
he'd have to
he's
prove
smart
that he
enough
was...
to know that he had to say he came at me with an axe.
Yeah.
He was smart enough to say that.
So at 7:04, the cops finally get a call. Police officers arrive to find a deceased male lying face down in the park behind this old guy's home.
Right.
With a gunshot wound to the back of his neck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, he's not.
That's not.
What state was it?
Texas.
In Texas. It's Texas. In Dallas. The warrant said that they determined the person had been dead for several hours.
Yeah.
They couldn't find any shell casings, though.
Did they check the park?
No, and the old guy said he picked them up and threw them away. Neighbors reported hearing 3 gunshots, not 2. So this old guy was arrested. He's now charged with murder.
Ugh.
Yeah. He posted $150,000 bond, so he's out today.
He was so mad.
They haven't identified the man who was shot. There's
First
this.
To rob a Texas shed.
A Texas shed?
Don't rob a Texas shed.
He may be shot.
You're probably
and killed.
Dead.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as trying to get into Area 51.
Exactly.
An old man's Texas shed?
An old Texas man's shed.
No, but you can't. So if the guy didn't have an axe.
Well, even if I had an axe.
You'd have to prove that your life was in danger.
And I around and ran the other way. You can't shoot me.
Right. No. Of course not.
Because the bullet was in the back.
If the guy had been in his house and he shot him.
You are dead.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Then there would be no.
It doesn't matter if you're running.
Even if he was shot in the back of the neck.
I don't know. Have people been arrested?
There's certain states, right? Like,
it's about.
There's certain states where.
They got to be able to prove that you thought your life was in danger.
I will say, I think you're always in trouble when there's only wounds and backs, but. I don't know. I think in Texas, for sure, if you're in someone's house in Texas, they can launch a grenade at you.
Yeah, they can. They can throw a grenade at you.
Right.
The craziest part of the story is that he went back to sleep.
Went right back to bed.
I know.
And woke up in the morning. And
I'll deal
out,
with that in the morning. I do not.
It's like the 12th guy I've killed.
I already have peed like 9 times tonight.
Who cares?
Texas has many laws where you can shoot people even in the back, they say.
If you're looking to shoot somebody, Texas is the place.
Texas, you can shoot them for breaking into your car.
Yeah,
that guy was arrested for murder, right?
Right, because he shot him in the back of the neck. They can prove that he was running away.
Right. But also, he was in the park. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's dead in the park. And something tells me that the bullet hit your neck, you're not going to keep running. Like... wherever he fell was where he was shot. So you can, like, shoot a guy if he's in your yard.
Right.
But if I'd run out of your yard and I'm running away in a park, I don't think you can just unload 3 shots at me and then get lucky and hit me in the neck and I'm dead.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. I mean, but if you want to shoot somebody, go to Texas because I'm pretty sure they make it as easy as anyone.
It's called the Castle Law, I guess. Mm. So, like, in Florida, you can do it for home protection. The use of threatened use of deadly force. The presumption of fear of death or great bodily harm is presumed. So it's pretty much similar to
I feel like
Texas.
The guy maybe he got too nervous and then made up a big story.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Once the cops are talking to him.
Yeah. You know, they got him twisted up.
He picked up the shell casings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That in itself says he was trying to cover something mm-hmm. up. You just can't shoot someone when they're running away from you.
Mm-hmm.
This story we did a little while ago. Remember someone told their mom, I believe, that their school bus driver was wasted on the ride home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they have video of that. Shocking video has captured Washington school kids screaming in terror as their bus driver rants about being crazy while allegedly driving drunk.
Is this, we can play it, obviously?
I did not hear any bad words.
Oh, I've heard that before. I've heard that before.
I did not.
I have heard that so many times.
Do not believe to have heard any bad words.
Well, it's on a news.
It's on a news.
Yeah,
it's
fine. You think it
yes.
Be.
So.
Breaking down.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't want that. I don't want
that's
something.
Different.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's so drunk.
Okay.
Sure, she's driving.
No, no back seat. No. What? No climbing on the seat. No turning around. Okay, okay. Oh, no, no, no. Dropping. No. No. What?
So she just almost hit something, and that's why they were screaming, and that's why she's yelling no.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's going way too
oh my
fast.
God, teaching an emergency oh my classroom, God. I'm telling you. You have potential.
Scary.
Come on, girl. Fag, it's
oh,
done.
My God.
Oh, boy.
But
very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
I love my people. I can't give up my people, and I don't.
You're gonna.
I don't care. I don't care what the pay is, but, you know, in the end, when you guys go home, I might be. Hey, did you know I was going to be a police officer down in L.A. County, you know?
That didn't work, huh?
It's terrifying.
I had to like, spend a year being either a informant on the Crips or the blood side.
Man, this would be me as a bus driver.
Yeah.
If I was a bus driver for like a day, I would be that to be me.
Oh my God, what happened to Lisa?
Did you know I used to be on a big radio show? Really
this
big.
Is true.
Big time.
It's the truth.
It's a big time in buttholes and stuff.
Too many buttholes
preparing
and now
and
look
pig.
At me.
Preparing a pig, they said. Preparing the pig. Something like that. I'm Lisa Cheesetray.
You don't remember?
I'm Lisa Cheesetray.
Nobody remembers.
You named a tray after me.
You're talking to little kids.
Nobody, none of you guys know the pretending. You guys are pretending you don't know who we are.
People didn't say hello.
You didn't listen to our podcast.
They said, peace.
Never bet your grandma knew. I bet your grandma knew who we were.
Number one.
In the morning.
Prepare to pick.
Lisa Wade drives a bus for one day. Did you hear she said one day?
She said one day.
One day.
One day.
That wasn't a couple months in. That was
well,
first
you heard
day.
Those kids. I mean,
that was bad. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd have a flask.
Ooh. I'd be.
Oh, I'd be right, obliterated.
I'd be right on heroin.
On the job heroin.
Yeah. But clearly the kids weren't just screaming because it was a good time.
No.
She hit some bump.
She almost sideswiped somebody and then ran through a red light.
Jesus.
And that's why those kids were screaming, those poor children.
Well, at one point she was like, no jumping, but they were jumping because she was hitting bumps
race
going
tomorrow?
So fast.
Yeah. No, it's bad times. Yeah. So eventually a 10-year-old got off the bus, remember, and we said, you know, talk to his mom. Mom called 911, or the kid called 911 because the mom couldn't speak English, something
right.
like that.
Yeah,
I
something,
don't know.
Yeah.
The bus driver, Catherine, she was drunk, the fifth grader said. She passed three red lights. She got on the side of the road. There's still kids on there. She was charged with DUI and reckless endangerment. She's due back in court next month. The school board said they're stepping up. There's really, they just handed them the keys, right?
Yeah.
Here you
that
go.
Was it. They're just probably keys on a wall. Dude. You know, you just showed up, found your name on my bus route, this, grab my keys off the wall and go. No checks and balances.
No.
Was there always drunk bus drivers and then now there's just cameras?
Yeah, mine was drunk, I think.
You think?
I never had to take a bus. So. I lived so close.
Yeah, I never did either. Yeah.
No, I think one of them was he was on something.
Like a school bus. I had to take a city bus. And I think that they had a bit more strict.
Was talking to them about the Crips and the Blood.
That she was going to be one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think you're going to get in.
It's hard to find bus drivers, I assume.
I think it is really tough.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it's not an easy gig. I have, for the ones that do it and don't drink or do drugs, kudos to you.
Yeah. Amazing people.
Kudos to you that are not into anything illegal and drive our kids around. You're wonderful people. But there are some that need some substances to get through.
They should pay them good and make sure that they...
You think about it. We're putting our little kids on this bus with these people.
This killer thing with no seatbelts.
Right? Like, it's a scary thing. We should maybe find better people.
Yeah.
And reward them.
Did your kids know as mom was in the Crips and the Blood?
Oh, geez.
Know what that is?
This is a gang.
Like, the kids are going to know. Like, what's a Crip and a Blood?
I mentioned bus drivers have to be a little bit crazy.
Oh, she's nuts. Look how nuts she is.
Hey, you, honey, I'm working with you. I'm really working with you. Yeah, you know, right? That's all love, right? You understand that? Yeah.
Kids are yelling at her.
Shut up, you drunk bitch! That's just part for the course. I was just, pull over!
You're a Crip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Turns out a lot of people have done drugs at work, or at least been buzzed. Alcohol, by far, as you can expect, the number one substance used and abused. 64% of women and 70% of men who've done drugs at work say they've been buzzed or drunk in the workplace.
I think almost everybody has. I mean... And think about how many times you've had to go do, like, a lunch meeting.
Yeah.
And, like, we're different, so maybe the lunch meeting for us is we get to go home. But then other people are done that lunch meeting, and they got to go back to work. They've had drinks, and they've, you know. I think it happens all the time.
Right. I think very few people actually drink at work. Like, we knew a guy that had a flask.
Well, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, that's
went for treatment as well.
Yes. then you've got a problem. You've got a problem.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a ton of people who've come in hungover.
Sure.
I remember my first years in radio.
Man, hungover doesn't count.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're still buzzed at the workplace.
Yeah, some guys are just chopping stuff right up on a...
On a place desk.
Just like this.
Yeah. Just like
this. Marijuana. Marijuana. 21% of women and 24% of men who've done drugs at work say they've used pot while they were on the clock. Do you think that's more now that it's legal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's way more prevalent?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, but I think people have been doing it for...
I smell weed so much more now.
Yeah. Like, around...
Like, when I'm out, I smell weed way more than I ever have.
You know where I smell weed more? Is driving. And I know it sounds crazy, but I smell it driving. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'm behind someone right now.
And they're doing it.
Totally smoking weed.
Especially in the summer, if you got your windows down and stuff, definitely
smell
it.
More weed driving now than I.
Because I tell you, even though it's legal, you're not supposed to drive and smoke it.
Yeah.
Still impaired. Oxycontin or Vicodin, 10% for women, 12% for men. So that only includes illegal use without a prescription.
Oh, man. You know, I know some people that work in certain places, and they say it's just rampant. That everybody in there, and they're looking to buy $20 a pill, you know, trying to get their hands on it. And you're talking like a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Cocaine?
Epidemic. Mm-hmm.
Cocaine, 3% of women, 7% of men. These are people who have done drugs at work. That's how many have done cocaine. Like this guy who's anonymous.
Voice changer or no?
No. You admit you've done drugs at work, specifically cocaine?
Yeah, prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg.
Prepare the pig.
Prepare that pig.
Pig is prepared.
But yeah, I was working making car parts at a shop, mm-hmm. and my girlfriend talked me into going out to the bar with her beforehand. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go out with you, but if that's the case, then you gotta pay me a little something to keep me on track at work. So fair enough. So I get to work, my bus starts wearing off, I need a little pick-me-up, so during lunch I go into the bathroom. I get it all ready, and it turned out to be a lot more than I expected than we saved, and it wasn't enough worth not doing it all and saving any, so I just did it all, and apparently it was way too much. Because I get back out to my machine, and now we had to wear these white gloves to keep the parts on nice. I get back out to my machine, I run one part, and notice my nose is running.
Ooh.
I go to wipe my nose, and I've got a blood streak from my wrist down to the tip of my finger.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, man, that's got to look great. Come back from the bathroom and come back with a bloody nose. Real nice.
Well, yes. Yeah. Man. That's a dead giveaway.
Been a deader giveaway.
Hey, old bloody nose Bill's back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. That's.
I guess it's just not the circles I run in.
Cocaine bathroom type.
People that work on cocaine.
Yeah.
Can't just wrap my head around, I'm just going to do a little cocaine. Be right back.
You're closer than you could ever imagine.
I guess. Meth. 3% of women and 5% of men who've done drugs at work, it's been meth.
Meth?
Meth.
Meth is a crazy
so
one to
crazy.
Do.
100 McDonald's!
Man, that guy was fast. I love this McDonald's.
This is my favorite.
Watch how fast he gets my food.
Oh, here's your chicken nuggets!
Oh, my God, amazing.
Throws them at
you. Ooh, I've been up for 5 days.
Yeah.
God, this guy just threw my chicken nuggets
right through the window.
You take off, you're on the highway, the guy's running beside you.
You forgot your ketchup! Sauce! You forgot your ketchup!
Oh my God, he's going 40 miles an hour.
You forgot your ketchup.
I like him.
Yeah,
he got to say.
What a hard worker.
We may need more McMeth.
I'll tell you, it gives you a little burst there.
Yeah.
He's stop a great yelling worker. At me.
Yeah. Yelling. Oh, no, I can't. This is just how I talk. I'm so sorry.
Can you imagine?
You just ran through that window.
I know I did. I'm all caught up. I don't feel a thing.
They can't put him on the speaker. He'd be too
why
much.
Why are you naked? What happened to your uniform?
I don't know. I don't even remember why I got naked, but it just seemed to make sense. But don't worry. None of my parts touched your food.
Thanks for that, honey.
You're welcome.
Nice day.
Yeah, you too.
He's amazing.
This is my exit.
All right.
See you later.
He gets off the freeway running.
He's still on the headset.
Yeah. Love the McDonald's.
Still taking orders.
Yeah, meth is a wild one. 3% and 7%. Huh?
Yeah.
3% of women, 5% of men who have done drugs at work have done meth. And at the bottom of the list is heroin.
Tough to get anything heroin. Done after that.
That's the opposite. The total opposite. Hello, I need to order my chicken McNugget. Hello?
This guy, is he
sleeping?
Out? I think he's passed out.
Oh.
We may need to just go to a different place. Okay. Hey,
we're waiting for food out here.
By him,
hey, you have... Four different cars waiting for people.
We all want some stuff.
We're waiting for food.
Can I get a Big
Hello?
Mac? Hey! Hey!
He's on heroin, I believe.
I believe you're right.
Slowly hand you your bag.
You fell asleep 9 times handing me my bag. Took him 2 hours to get me my straw. Wake up!
Hey, I gotta go, dude. Can you? Hey, can you?
Beep beep.
Wake up! Hey, can you just pass that bag? You've been passing me that bag for 10 minutes. Can
All
you just
right,
give me
I'm
that bag?
I'm gonna reach into the window and grab it.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
I don't think he's noticed yet. Just drive.
Yeah, we're out of here.
That guy was clearly on heroin.
Some people texted in saying, I worked for a guy who let you come in late if you brought him a tenth of a gram of meth.
Oh, my God.
Another one said, I worked roofing with a guy who would smoke crack all day long.
Roofing.
Sitting on a customer's roof, blazing rocks.
You don't want to be high on crack on a roof.
Dude could roof two houses a day. He's like Matt McDonald's.
Yeah. But he also could just like... walk right off a roof and land on his feet.
The quality's a little sketchy. Yeah.
Roof
but I got
sideways.
It done fast.
James in Boston, you have a friend who has done some drugs at work.
Absolutely. So I went to go visit my friend at college in New Hampshire. And long story short, I go in there and he's tripping. And he's just making the craziest steak and cheese sandwiches ever. He's like, when I walked in, he was sitting like on the countertop, on like a stainless steel countertop, like just like holding his knees, you know, that like, oh God, it's too much.
Yeah.
So then the next day I call him and he goes, dude, they promoted me to manager today.
Oh, man.
I was like, no, they didn't. He's like, yes, they did. And he goes, I'm promoting you. And I was like, that's the crazy.
You heard it here first. Acid gets you promotions.
Wow.
That's
so crazy.
That's
amazing.
What happened.
Yeah.
And then one time I was working at a very famous chain of restaurants that really like the cheesecake, right?
Look at that.
One guy brings in gummy bears, you know, the THC gummy bears. Yes. And we're all like, yeah, okay, we'll have one. Needless to say, the whole line didn't leave till like 12 o'clock at night because no one got anything done from that point on.
Sure.
They all kicked in and everyone was so quiet. And I was like, I need to go home.
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm at this famous restaurant known for its cheesecake.
Yes.
1 a.m. Here at the famous restaurant known for its cheesecake.
What it was.
When you eat all the cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
See, that's like weed munchies, man. It's like...
I don't know what happened, but there's no more Reese's peanut butter cup.
You need to talk to the regional manager because all the cheesecakes mysteriously disappeared.
This person said, weed, booze, coke, acid. Done it all at work. I'm a commercial fisherman, and there's something special about being lit up like a Christmas tree when you're on the water. That's terrifying.
Put up the pots, boys!
Put up the pots. Put up the pots. Oh,
commercial fisherman.
You know what, though? Do you know how high I'd have to be in the mid-Atlantic or whatever and freezing to death on like a crab boat? I'd have
to be. The only way to get through it.
Oh, my God.
Well, it'd be crazy.
I'd have to not know it was me.
You got
to
kind of be with it, though, right?
Because you die. Absolutely. Like in 1 second, you die. Yeah.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous, you admit you were on heroin at work.
That's right. Just want to say I love you guys. I listen every morning.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Number one with heroin users.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I used to work in a corporate setting as a project manager, and I would sit in meetings with the president of a multi-million dollar company, and literally right before I would sniff a line of heroin in the bathroom and then sit down and go through these meetings and never had an issue. I mean, I know you guys will laugh and joke around like the guy at McDonald's would be falling asleep, but It's how I got through my day.
So you were a fully functioning heroin addict.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you start with heroin, or was it like the same old story? Like you hurt your back, you got on prescription stuff, and then heroin was cheaper. Or was it like that, or just straight up to heroin?
I actually would just every once in a while take like a Percocet with my friends, and then a traumatic experience in life kind of drove me towards.
Yeah.
The heavier stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just how it played out. But.
Did you, did you only snort it or did you go to the needle?
I only snorted it. And everyone would tell me it's far more expensive to have it to do it that way, but I couldn't do needle, so I'd always just sniff it.
There's a movie called Another Day in Paradise where they say that it's more expensive to snort it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a waste of heroin, they say.
But if you have a needle problem, you can't. Inject yourself.
That's like the greatest thing you can have, honestly. Like, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still getting into a system, though.
I know, but
it's still
different.
Doing heroin.
It is, but it's different.
A few more calls here. We're talking about people who admit they've been drunk or buzzed at work, whether it's cocaine and meth or alcohol and marijuana. Darren's in Wixom. What do you think, man?
Hey, fellas. I used to work midnights with another guy in the computer room. We were the only ones there. And we'd be rolling joints all night long.
Okay, you smoked inside?
Yeah, it was so well ventilated in there that it just sucked all the smoke right out.
Oh, that's was my question. How did they not know?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know. We had another guy there. He would come and he was selling cocaine out the door. And we'd be doing lines every now and then. You'd come in the morning and go to one of his desks and wipe your finger across and just do a nummy right there.
And what's amazing to me are some of the jobs people have that they're texting in about. Like, so many people around you right now are on some crazy ass drugs.
Yeah.
There's a dude here between rappelling down high rise buildings to clean windows. He shoots heroin. You're used to. Wow. Between dropping down buildings to clean windows, he would do heroin.
Yeah. I go once again, though. You're going to drop me off the side of a building. I'm going to have to be on something.
You better give me some heroin. Strong. If you're going to make me, yeah, I got to need to be real calm.
Someone else said my buddy worked at a used car dealership. If there weren't any customers, the whole group of guys would do lines of coke. That's like out of an 80s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
But that's reality. John's in Quincy. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. You're a commercial fisherman with all sorts of problems as well.
Yeah. I'm clean now. I've been clean for 11 months, but I had an opiate problem. I was using heroin. I was a commercial fisherman for like 8 years and in and out of the restaurant business for a while.
Okay, so this is blowing me away that you can be functional on heroin.
Yeah, I did it for a long time. I mean, after a while, you kind of get used to it and you kind of have to do what you got to do. But, I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So you'd be out on open waters high as a kite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for like 10 hours at a time, you know, like you go lobstering, gill netting, and, you know, the captain, some of the captains knew what was going on, and they'd allow you to go do it down below deck as long as you could function, you know, because, I mean, they'd rather have you functioning than sick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
start off recreationally?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, I always am curious about that, because it's like, how does somebody talk you into doing heroin? You know?
Well, I think a lot of times it's like he said he had an opioid.
It was like the thing. Like
so yeah, so you get, you know,
ends up being cheaper.
You got so many people. It's like they got a sore back 10 years ago. You had a sore back, and some doctor was like, "Well, here's 75.
Yeah.
Take two of these, or take one of these every 6 hours."
Mm.
And people do it and do and do, and then they're like, "You know, I'm going to keep doing it."
Yeah.
Chris is with us. Hey, Chris, what's your story, man?
What's up, guys? Prepare the pig.
Prepare the pig. Oh, preparing Lord. The pig.
Is the pig prepared?
Yes, barbecue sauce.
Really prepare good.
Yeah, so we worked landscaping for baseball diamonds, so we had to get games, you know, fields up ready by 7, so we worked at 3. My boss sold the stuff, and out of the crew of 7 guys, man, I mean, we were all in the barn every day, 3 a.m.,
So your boss would sell you the cocaine to do while you did landscaping?
Absolutely. He was completely okay with it.
Well, he's selling it to you. Well, of course he's okay.
Basically, you're working for free.
Honestly, that's the greatest thing a manager could probably do is sell you cocaine.
Yeah, I'd be like, you work like crazy. These sons of bitches will do 25 baseball fields.
You work on the cheap.
Yeah, you make all your money back from anything you're paying them.
Right, you're paying them like half or whatever the charge of the cocaine, and they're like...
Like you're turning them into like high-speed robot
super
workers.
Soldiers.
Wow. Yeah, that's highly horrible. Hunter is in Fort Myers.
We don't need a tractor. He just runs.
Hunter in Fort Myers, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
Good, so you've done all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, most of it. I mean, my favorite personally is some marijuana, but cocaine's not bad either.
And so what kind of work do you do?
Right now I do overnight security, but I used to be for 3 or 4 years, I did commercial drywall and metal framing, and big time on the coke with that, because you kind of want to hit a quota on how many boards and, you know, square footage you want to do a day.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps big time.
So it's almost like steroids or, you know, like something like that. You just want to, it's performance enhancing.
Oh, it's a performance enhancer.
Yeah. High speed.
I definitely say so. And with the weed aspect, for sure, I mean, it helps with stress relief. I mean, I almost without it, I'd be almost too angry or just, you know, throw a fit.
You know, that's, I do believe there are some people out there that need it, whether their body just has become used to it. But there's people I've known that are different without it. That I could see you saying you need to smoke up.
Weed. Yeah, you know, sure, like yeah, but weed is like, you know, weed isn't heroin.
Yeah. No, of course, of course not.
You know,
no, the things that are interesting to me are the people that can work on coke and work, you know, these really hard drugs. Because you act weird on some of that stuff.
Right.
You know, we're just here to get on your roof. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's like, go on up.
Don't fall off.
They fall off. It's fine. They keep going.
There's this guy who says, damn, I don't understand this stuff. I get paranoid when I have a beer or two before work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nothing compared to what everyone else around you is apparently doing.
Still shouldn't be doing that either.
No, no, you can't do that.
I'm just having a couple of beers before work.
Bottom line, we're not recommending any of this. Mm-hmm. No. But we were just surprised that people are doing it. Like, there's a dude here framing houses in Arizona. They were doing coke, meth, heroin, everything.
That's so crazy. Heroin. Didn't get much done today.
Yeah.
On account that we're all like this.
You hammered in one board. Metal factory, coke and booze. Tree work, coke, weed, and booze. Mm. Auto repair shop, heroin. Cook, mushrooms.
I got wild with the steak.
Snowplow, Adderall.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you have to plow for 16 straight hours?
I feel like everybody that's under 22 is on Adderall.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's the other thing they'll dole out like it's candy.
Yeah, and that's amphetamine.
Yeah.
Just be careful on your heroin. And everything else, I mean. Heroin, cocaine.
But mostly the heroin.
It's real bad. It all seems real bad.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.